can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
We're starting the podcast, Don.
What are we doing, sport or general?
Don, we're starting the podcast. What we're going to do is half an hour on general, and then during our discussions prior to this a couple of weeks ago, you said, what about we do general and then sport for half an hour?
So if you got tell me where we're starting.
We're starting with general. And before,
general.
Before I start, Donald, a man has got on to me on Instagram, a bloke called Mick. Can't mention his surname, Foot.
Who? He said, Mick Foot.
Mick Foot. Right. Hi, Sam. Was listening to your podcast. Listen to this. Was listening to your podcast while travelling to Western Australia to pick up sheep. Sheep.
Hang on.
Don't worry about what he was going to Western Australia for. This, he's just telling us why he was going to Western Australia to pick up sheep.
Yep.
Love the show, but can't wait for this, Donald. Yeah. But can you tell and ask Don to speak into the mic? Yeah. I'm half deaf. And he is hard to hear sometimes. Cheers, Mick.
Well, tell Mick to put a silencer on his semi.
Don, the point is, speak into the microphone. And another man lumbered me in my where I live in the car park, a bloke called Daniel.
You live in the car park?
He lumbered me in the car park where I live, yes. I can understand how you might associate those two words together, but they were two different sentences. He lumbered me in the car park in the tower I live, and I thought, he said, hey, Sam, and I thought, oh, this is good. I've run over him or I've abused him. He said, mate, he said, I love the podcast. I said, oh, Daniel, we'll get you bronzed. What we'll do is we'll give you a mention. So there's Daniel from where I live and Mick Foot, who's in a semi-trailer, bringing sheep back from Western Australia, could you speak into the microphone? That's all he said. So that's it. So there's the. So here we go. Now, I just thought I might read this out to you.
This is under general or sport? Generals or sport? What are we doing?
General.
Oh, okay.
It's like the news. General than sport.
This about sums everything up going on in this state at the minute. I don't know how much more abuse we could give the government, but they just don't seem to care, so we might as well just abuse them just out of hand because it's good sport. Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken as a lesson to his followers. He then set the chicken on the floor a short distance away. The chicken was bloodied and suffering immensely, yet while Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat to the chicken, it followed him round and started to peck at it. He said to his followers, "This is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain you cause or inflict on them, and as long as you throw them a few little worthless treats once in a while." That could have been written about this government here, Donald. We've ripped the feathers out of a chicken. We've put it onto the floor. It's running around in pain and feeling sorry for itself. And they're throwing titbits to us like extra hour. We can do more exercise. We don't have to be in bed by 8 o'clock and could be 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all.
They're throwing little titbits to us.
I realise that. It's all crap. But what would you like him to do? Open the place up so the virus goes through?
I don't believe that you've said that. How many times have we discussed this over the last 6 weeks?
It's going rampant in other countries. I'm dirty on him for not closing the state down harder when it initially started back in March. He was following the federal government one step behind New Zealand, and we wouldn't be in this position if they weren't so incompetent. Not him. But also the bureaucrats as well that are employed by the state. And we are responsible because he was elected by us, Daniel Andrews.
Yes.
And doesn't that, and this coronavirus has been very good, but it shows the ineptitude and the inability of politicians. Do you think that politicians would get a job in private business? Private enterprise.
You just said earlier, before you started that diatribe, you said, what would you like him to have done? Or what would you like him to do?
I would like him to tell the truth.
Well, there's one. we've had this discussion several times. You cannot lock down hard and fast a society without cautiously and responsibly opening some sections of the community or business so that it doesn't completely disintegrate. I'm going to read this out again to you, Donald. And you say, oh, if he'd taken notice of this and that and all the federal government or whatever and he'd locked down earlier, I'm going to read these figures out again to you. New South Wales deaths from coronavirus.
Oh, please don't go through this again. I realise the figures aren't all that high in comparison to other
places.
I'm going
to read them out again, not for your benefit, for Mick Foote, who's in a... because he probably wouldn't have heard you speak last week because you don't speak into the microphone. He's bringing sheep back from Western Australia.
I'm worried about the sheep, Mick. I am worried.
Well, Eddie Port in a storm. So... Barney McCusker.
Barney.
This is his joke. He said... he'll have fallen off the chair. I think I got it right. I should read it out. I'll see if I can read it out while I'm doing it. Barney McCusker said, if I could just find where he is, Barney McCusker. go it's on, say something while I'm speaking. No, this is what Barney, talk about Mick and the sheep. Where is Barney McCusker? God, fucking head. Oh, I can't find it. He said...
Doug, we'll find it. Well, build it up and you... Barney everybody's hanging on and Barney's...
Barney McCusker's joke, he said...
Him. Oh, you found it.
No, I haven't. He said, hang on. He said, this bloke was shipwrecked on a island.
Yeah.
With a...
what? Sheep?
With a...
what? Come on.
With a...
if you're smiling, it must be
with
good.
A pig and a dog. They'd fallen off the boat and he was... And he'd been there for years... And after a while, he got a bit frisky and he thought, he looked at the pig and he thought, my God, he said, oh, that pig's looking awfully very good. But every time he made an approach at the pig, the dog was very protective of the pig and it sparked at him and it just guarded the pig. And then one day, lo and hope I'm not stuffing this up, but at one day, he looked out to sea and this magnificent woman who'd obviously fallen off a yacht or something got washed up on the shore, like she was a 12 out of 10. And he thought, oh, my God, Mom. He said, God has looked down on me. And she came over and she said, is there anything, how long have you been here? He said, I've been here for a year. He said, is there anything I can do for you? And he thought, oh, my God, how good is this? He said, would you mind, he said, could you do me a favour? Could you take the dog for a walk, please? Just take it for a walk down the beach. So that was Barney's great joke. So how'd I get onto that? So these are the figures. So these are the figures, Donald. I don't care if you've heard them. I'm going to read them out again. And you say, what could we have done? Corona deaths in New South Wales. I think it's says 52 here, but it's probably gone up to 60. Queensland, 60 in New South Wales. 6 in Queensland, might have been an update of 1 or 2. Western Australia, 9. South Australia, 4. Tasmania, I don't think any, but we'll give them 1. So you listen to those figures. So the highest was 60 in New South Wales. How many in Victoria? 740. Now, seriously, Don, are you telling me that whole...
740 deaths?
Yes. That's what it says on this machine. Google it, Rocket. So that's what it says. So are you telling me that the competence of this government can't be measured by the fact that the other states who are up and running to a certain extent and have handled the pandemic pretty responsibly, you can't tell me that this government has any idea what it's doing, how it's doing it. It's got incompetent people running in it, overseeing it. It is a disgrace. And how we have let this go on, as I say, you can say anything you like about the government. They don't care. They don't listen. They've started to open up because people jumping up and down in the dog grooming industry have jumped up and down, and they've now saying you can groom your dog, you can go to groom dog salons and have your dog clipped week after next. They've said they're opening swimming pools, public swimming pools, with people spitting and pissing and farting on one another, expectorating in each other's faces. They're opening those up, but you cannot go and play golf. It is absolutely insane. And how we are putting up, we're putting up with it. I see the police, and that's police. The police are fantastic, so we're not knocking the police, because never blame the people that work for you. Blame the people who employ you in the first place. The police, with batons and shields, go into the Queen Victoria Market because they're told to, and stop people standing around congregating and complaining about how inept the government is. And yet we've got the Black Lives, doesn't matter, Black, great sentiment, Black Lives Matter, a great sentiment, a shocking organisation, but a great sentiment, Black Lives Matter, because we're all into unity and we're all into inclusivity, all that stuff. They're allowed to do anything they like under the COVID lockdown, but people just complaining about living their lives, suddenly living your life has become illegal in a whole lot of different fashion and different ways, Donald. And but you say you can't...
You can't blame anybody but ourselves.
What?
We can't blame anyone but ourselves. Oh. And what we've got to do is a little bit to blame
for spreading the virus?
No, for electing the officials.
Oh, well, that's what democracy's about, Donald.
I understand all that. And do we do our research before we cast a vote?
And of course we don't.
Exactly. And I said we should give away the state government. We should only have two tiers of government. I'm repeating myself. We have local government and we have federal government.
You said, can we...
And this has been going on since Federation. We've had different rail gauges right throughout Australia. Why don't they standardise rail gauges? It would get trucks off the road. It would help with a lot of different things.
Well, that's...
But the biggest thing is, Andrews, I'm having real problems in Daniel Andrews trusting the man, because he just does not answer a hard question. And he's playing politics now by the inclusion policy, and I just think that leaves a lot to be desired.
So if I replayed the start of this, you said you can't blame Daniel Andrews or the government, and
Who would do a better job? The Liberals would do a better job. I think the ADF might do a better job. Because
I tell you what, the Salvation...
ADF would have done a better job.
But you said who had done a better job. What other government that is not corrupt and relying on their mates to prop them up, what other government would have employed a bogus security company to oversee...
You get no argument.
Well, you said what...
You get no argument. I'm who questioning would do a better him about... Job. But with regard to what's going on, how do you contain this virus? Do you do a lockdown like we do, or do you open up the thing? It's spreading like wildfire overseas because they haven't locked down.
Don, you're a very, very nice man, and I like you a lot. You've just said who would do a better job, and then you said who would have employed a security agency. You've just answered your own question, and then you ask a question, then you answer it. In the negative, you just that's who would do a better job. Anyone, not
out
even
of all of this,
not any political party of any political persuasion would have done a better job, because they wouldn't have given jobs to the boys or their friends for a bogus security company to oversee the quarantine procedure in the billeted hotels.
There is a bigger issue, an underlying issue, which really hasn't been addressed. Maybe it has. I haven't seen it. But both the federal, state government, and whether it be Liberal or Labor, throughout Australia, nobody has mentioned about the debt that is being incurred. Well, now, where is the money coming from? It just keeps on coming, and they keep rolling it out.
Do you know
where and how are we going to repay this debt?
The Chinese own this state.
No, hang on.
Hang on a minute. And the fact is, Daniel Andrews has been either the health minister or the premier of this state for a decade. How's the health going, and how's running the state going? Because these people, the people, are pseudo-socialists. They've never run a business. They've never had to rely on a wage, because they get given it to them by the public sector. They are public servants. They've never run anything in their life, and that you're asking them to run the finances and the general GDP of the state. That's why, Donald, we are... we are pseudo-socialists, being run by pseudo-socialists who have no interest.
You can also criticise, if you want to criticise a socialist, you can also go back. The government are looking to assist a business getting back on its feet. Had the government, and they were, and I know Labor led this, but Kennett in Victoria sold off all our instrumentalities, get the state up and buoyant again.
That's right.
Now, had we have maintained those instrumentalities, we would have been able to assist business.
Not at all, Donald.
Why?
Because you're telling me that private enterprise doesn't run businesses better than public servants.
We could assist the government, if those instrumentalities were still in government hands, assist in getting the business up and going again.
What? No, instrumentalities, did you say? No, the instrumentalities is right. Utilities, public utilities or instrumentalities.
I was just asking a genuine question, I wasn't sure. I wasn't being smart.
Who rattled his...
Yes, you were.
I wasn't.
Shut up, work the panel.
No, that's just a spurious argument, Donald. A spurious argument. Can I give you... So we finished on the corona thing... Can I give you a...
Hey, can you tell me why the Shire is still working down our way?
I'm sorry, Don?
The Shire, you know, Shire counts, Shires.
Moving right along.
No, why are they able to work?
The Shire?
Yeah,
because they're public...
back last week, I saw a number of them on the side of the road.
Because they're public servants and they're...
They were doing the lawn or the nature strips, you know, along the side of the road. Yeah. And I immediately thought of Jim's mowing.
That's right.
Now, there's four of them, five of them working in close proximity to one another. Jim's mowing one, and you probably don't even see the person you're mowing the lawn for.
So this is my point, Don. They've never been in business in their life, the people running this state. They've never had to own a company or pay people.
Even the Shire, think about it, we provide rates. They don't have to go out and raise an income.
Because it's a public instrumentality, and Jim's mowing is absolutely correct. It's a privately run company who's trying to employ people and save the job preservation scheme and us costing money, and yet... People can go out and mow the nature strips in the council, but Jim can't employ his people to go out and single-handedly, away from everyone, just mow people's lawns. It is that's why they have no idea what they're doing. And no one is against being stringently careful about the pandemic, but to say that we lock down the whole of society without some cautious opening of responsible health safeguards like gyms mowing, sailboarding, windsurfing, fishing, playing golf, jogging, playing tennis.
How could we attract better candidates to become politicians, business-type people to become politicians?
People who want to do it for the right reason.
Yes, but hang on. What about the red tape and so forth?
A lot of people
wouldn't do it because of the red tape, business people. How do we get them involved?
Because if you are a captain of industry or a, that's a woman included, if you're a captain, I mean, you know, captains of industry is a gender neutral term. If you're a captains of industry and on $750 or $1 million a year, you're not going to actually become a state politician for $100,000 a year. Not that there's wrong with $100,000 a year.
Bob Hawke did it when he came into power as the Prime Minister.
What job did he have?
He was Prime Minister.
He was the head of the ACUNT.
And he got industry leaders together with the unions, the workers, and they both worked something out because Australia wasn't in the best of positions when he took over. And they worked together and Australia became a buoyant country.
What was that acronym?
Country.
What?
What was that acronym?
No, I just... don't fall into him, please. Let it go through to the keeper. It was a quick ball, and I let it go.
The head of the ACTU.
That's
a spoonerism, Donald. Bob was a great Prime Minister, but did Bob actually ever run anything beside the ACTU?
Well, at least he showed a little bit of foresight in getting, you know, this is what we've got to do to get...
At least he came off the shop floor.
Shop floor?
Well, he was a proper... He went through the union movement, so at least he actually had a job.
Of course he did, but he didn't actually ever, run a business.
But at least he got the business leaders together and the unions.
I didn't say he wasn't effective. He was good. It's a bit like Donald Trump. What do you think Donald Trump would want to, besides ego? What do you think Donald Trump would want to be the President of the United States for?
Ego.
I said besides ego.
But that's the only... That's
it. But that, anyone, they do it for ego. Anyone
does
it.
No, I don't even think... I think he went so far down the track he didn't realise he was so far in.
Yep. I'm with you. He went, shit, I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
That's right. And he has been fantastic for that country. I don't care what anyone says. He's been fantastic. And if you have a look at him, sorry about getting onto this. If you have a look at him standing up, speaking at rallies and speaking and answering questions to hardball questions, and you have a look at that absolute buffoon. No, I shouldn't knock him because he is mentally... Joe Biden is ill. He has got dementia. And how they can, with a straight face, put him up. Imagine if he became the president and they sent him over to China or to negotiate a trades deal at the United Nations or NATO. He's not a buffoon because he's sick. He's ill. I don't know how they can do it in all good conscience, no matter what party you belong to.
What are you basing that on?
Joe Biden? No, Sam, this is the trouble when you don't follow it, mate. If just have a look at... He is now being asked questions, impromptu questions on the media, and he's got the teleprompter to give the answers.
Oh, who doesn't? They all do.
Oh, so if you do an interview with someone, someone asks you a question, you know the question they're going to ask A and B, you have it written up on a teleprompter, the answer, do you? No, Rod, now please,
you handle
mate.
It like, you handle it the same way that Trump handled that interview about the coronavirus when he said it wasn't about the amount of, it wasn't about per capita, it was about per infection rate, the death. That was real smart. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
that
I don't.
Guy Swan. Remember that Aussie guy that interviewed him about the coronavirus? And they had a dispute over whether or not...
So if you had a teleprompter and you knew the question before you were going to get it, you would have the answer up on a teleprompter and you wouldn't say that. That's my point. He answers questions at press... Joe Biden is completely and utterly senile, and how they can prop him up... Imagine if he gets in, just what the laughing stock of that country will be, because they won't send him anywhere. They'll send that other fool of a woman, Kamala Harris, they'll send her over. What credibility do these people have? They are just bogus and corrupt.
Listen, a little bit closer to home, Abbott being appointed, what, trade envoy for...
Emissary or...
Between
yes.
Australia and England?
Yes.
Does that give Australia another market? In order they're not as dependent on China for certain things? Is that what the possibility could be? Because he was criticised in England, the appointment of Abbott to this position, but is also opening up
that's
something
come
for
as,
England.
That's come as a result of Brexit, hasn't it?
Exactly.
And so if England can replace, if Britain can replace the products we need from China, it'd be a great thing.
No, also there could be... they wouldn't replace that, but there is a market for our primary products, number one, and also they've got a better manufacturing industry in England than what we have, so maybe something could be worked.
I see. Now, please, I'm not making light of this, Donald. So you're saying we would send boatloads of cattle over to England when they could just get it from the countries that are on their doorstep, are you?
No, well, they're not in the common market any. No longer are they in the common market. Australia did a vibrant trade with England before it... became part or a member of the European Common Market. But since then...
But people still need to trade whether you're in a common market or not.
Well, I don't know how Brexit works with regard to the common market. But now just at least it opens up another market.
Karma. Now, you heard of karma, haven't you? Karma is, if you say something, it'll eventually come back to haunt you. Have a listen to this. A prominent Ukrainian church leader... who previously said that COVID-19 pandemic was, in quotes, God's punishment for same-sex marriage, has tested positive for what? Coronavirus. That is the epitome of karma. Donald, same-sex marriage, whether you agree with it or not. Now, this is a segue into, have you seen the parameters and the guidelines for how you can win an Oscar in the future?
Yes, unbelievable. I could not believe that.
It is unbelievable.
What is the world coming to?
That is exactly right. And we'll read them out. I've got them here. This is what is happening with the Oscars. You probably know all this, but Oscars new Best Picture standards. On-screen representation of racial or ethnic groups in lead roles, that's slash or the storyline, so it has to be a story. Diversity among the creative team, that is diversity. We got to have every a person that comes from every single country or dimension. Training for racial LGBTQ groups, training and for them, and developing audiences among underrepresented groups, whatever that means. So that's the standard. So here is what they say. They say their guidelines are to stay away from straight white males, either in the cast or the crew. Stay away from straight white males. Diversity requirements. Have a listen to this. 30% of the staff are to have cognitive or physical disabilities. 30% of the staff are either have cognitive, that is either...
I understand.
What we're right, Don.
Yeah. You'd get a gig tomorrow. Cognitive or physical disabilities. What can you believe? So it is just mind-blowing that someone could... So they want... I was watching it. Now, here's this. So you wait till people get onto this and say, oh, yeah, this is, you would say this. I'm watching a Netflix thing, and the diversity's kicked in because this man. Don't do this. Here comes the food, Don. We've been saved by the food. We have to have same-sex partnerships and relationships in all the movies. We have to have a certain number of black, white, blue, green, white people in the roles, and 30% of them have to be numbskulls. Mm. It is unbelievable that you could actually traduce and completely dismantle a franchise called the film industry. People would just end up not going to them. It is extraordinary.
You didn't happen to see... How's your body going now? Is it still full of pain or do you overcome... How do you overcome pain?
How do I overcome pain?
Pain from your football days.
Just push on, Don. I might start suing Geelong.
You didn't see about medicininal marijuana, is that?
Yes, absolutely.
It's an interesting thought, isn't it?
It is, but it's not... Quite what? As people, it's not smoking a joint and getting high.
No, I understand all
they
of that.
The
addictive?
Yes, the addictive effect of what marijuana, but... hallucination part. What addictive, look this up please, Rocket. Medicinal marijuana is not just smoking joints at home.
But I
take the point. That's meant to be a... Well, you don't have to look it up because we know that. But it is meant to be a very good thing to ward off pain. So, Don, you might...
Well, did you see the news clip of the chap that played for Port Melbourne? He's now over in the West. He's had a hip replacement and he swears by it.
Yeah, no, they do. They're saying it. So you might get onto marijuana, Don.
I think I might give it a go instead of the opiates that I'm on.
Well, get onto the marijuana. Come back in here, and when we are aware that you're on it, this will be an interesting half hour that we speak about. Because if you're making vague sense now, you wait till you get onto having a spliff on air here. That'll be fucking fantastic, Don. You'll blow your top of your head off. So that'll be good. No, that'll be fantastic. Now, here's another thing.
Who prescribes it? The medicinal marijuana.
Doctor.
A naturopath?
No, doctor.
Oh no. A doctor. Bloke at the service station. Yeah, no.
Well, it's an alternative.
Get an oil, go and get your oil change. And the bloke says, hey, it's your car running. He said, oh, pretty good. He said, how are you going? He said, no, look, I've got some medicinal marijuana. Yeah, why don't you put that in your car? And now, Don, he prescribes that. It's like Bill Brandler said, the wife of the bloke who's up on the spinning the wheel up in the country, she dolled herself up. She had red wine all over her teeth and she went into the hardware store to buy a frock. Very well received, Bill Brandless, incidentally. Very well received.
Does this come under sport? aggravated assault?
Well, it depends who's been assaulted.
Well, what do you mean, what?
Why haven't you kept up?
Does it come under general or does it come
Well, it depends who you're talking about.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
With regard to the AFL. No,
well, that's NRL. Sport.
I think it's news. No, I think it's if it's, you're talking about the assault issues, it's news.
But it, Don, take your hand away from your mouth, please.
Keep going, Don.
Speak. Mick, I'm trying. I don't know how the sheep going, mate. Have you turned one over yet? Where are you? And back Kalgoorlie, he's just pulled over to give him one a nice seeing to.
Speaking of Mick.
Hey?
Speaking of Mick.
Oh, yeah.
What now, about Mick? Mick who?
Sheehan.
Well, now, Don,
I'm missing him.
Speak quietly. I don't think we should let this go yet. I believe the prodigal son is about to return. I believe it's imminent. I believe...
No, he won't. He will I not. Believe, his image is more important.
Don, I believe he has reflected down in his summer residence down at...
I don't believe it.
Shanghai Hilton down at Sorrento. I believe in the solace of his own bedroom, because he's got nothing else to do in that, because he's having a lean run. I believe... he tells us he's having a lean run.
Yeah, I don't believe
he does tell us that. He just got half a fat the other day.
Oh, mate.
Just the back half. And that's pretty dangerous if you could only just get half of it to get up. So down. So I believe Mick is seriously thinking. Mick is seriously.
He won't be going on there.
Don't worry. I think he has reflected and he thought, you know what? He said, just because I come on here, it's not guilt by association. If I don't agree with you, Don, or me particularly, about anything, he says he would like a forum to push back and say, no, you are wrong, and I don't think you should say that. And he should be I think he has now been hoodwinked by his so-called friends who have never contacted him since he...
I was just going to say, have they contacted
him? Never, since he departed through great Windmass, fracas, which I had nothing to do with, incidentally. Had nothing to do with. Could I just repeat that?
No, I agree.
Thank you. Several bits of advice. They said what I said was completely reasonable, but it was you who started and Mick topped you off. So Mick, I believe Mick is missing this because he likes to – he's working beautifully at Fox Sport now because he does open mic, you know.
Would that put that job in jeopardy
Not at all, no, because they're
– Why?
Well, why? Because I'm not sure if he's going. Not sure if he's going on with it. Maybe he's rehired. I don't know.
Hang on. If he comes on here, he may put that job in jeopardy.
But this is like. This is like the cancel culture.
Have you had an interview from SEN lately? Are they?
SEN.
Yeah, they rung you up.
No, they haven't rung me. No, but that's all right. They're locked down. They've got.
Didn't stop.
They've got COVID.
Didn't stop.
This is sport, so we're not. I've got some things to mention about Gil McLaughlin and.
I was talking about aggravated assault, and how did we get onto this?
Or we said, was it sport, or was it?
How long have we been going?
How long have we been going here?
33.
Oh, okay, look, I've got hundreds.
No,
of
well,
things
we can
to
bring
speak.
It into just sport, can't we? I think we could bring it into sport.
Well, this is just the final. This is just the final one. Quickly,
quick.
The New South Wales Police have a. This is the country we live in. The New South Wales Police now are saying that if you are driving a car with your arm on the window,
the
window.
This has always been the case.
It's always been the case.
Go
on, keep going.
Driving a car with your arm out the window, just resting it on the window, the door frame. You'll get a fine of $349 and do 3 points.
That's been in since Adam was a boy.
So where would that leave people riding on a motorbike?
Oh, what are you talking about?
So if you're trying to save people from losing an arm or their life...
Their two hands on the handlebars, if there are... Oh, come on, it's you're being a bit ridiculous.
If you are trying to save people from losing an arm or a life by not having your arm out the window when you're driving, actually still holding onto the wheel with two hands, where does that leave people who ride motorbikes who have nothing to protect them about anything?
God.
And here's my great theory. They should never have a speed limit for a motorbike. Let them drive as fast as they like, anywhere they like. Because you know what will happen in the end?
Please, we've got to have a break. I can't.
You know what they'll do in the end if you leave them to their own devices, motorbikes? They'll end up killing themselves.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.